So it is good day to you. For those of you whom we have not met, we are at Rhonda. And for those of you whom we have met, woohoo, yippee, good to see you again. Yes, what a sea of people out here. We want you to know that you are the new human. Whether you like it or not, you're new. Woohoo. With that new human that is within you, we just want you to remind you that new things are happening. And if you feel that frustration of things are not moving as quickly as you think they ought to, anyone feel that way ever? Yes, one person raised their hands and the rest of you are not telling the truth. Know that it's because you're still attempting to do things the way they were. And they changed in 2012, that is obvious, but they've changed again since then. So you consistently get the opportunity to upgrade your system. Know that you have new skills, new talents, new abilities, and all you need to do is acknowledge them and they expand. How many of you go around and you have this little tingling sensation up on the crown of your head? Yes? Many are nodding their heads, some raising hands. So understand that that is the consciousness of the new energy that is coming in. You also have new intuitive gifts. These intuitive gifts will attempt to get your attention. And if you're not acknowledging that, then that attention getting is going to get stronger and stronger. And sometimes the way things are moving now is you feel like you're in a very nice flow. Yes? And all of a sudden something stops you. When that something stops you, dearest beings of light, we ask you to look into yourself and ask yourself, what is exactly happening? And it may not be happening at that moment where you in the thing that stopped you, but it will be happening in the situation that was occurring during that stopping. You understand? So start keeping track of that. Many of you are understanding that this is an intuitive crowd, yes? Many of you follow your intuitive guidance. And we've heard from several that it's like their intuition just stopped, That it's like, we're getting nothing. You know, you understand what we say? It is only, you're not getting nothing. How's that for a triple negative, huh? That makes it positive, yes? You are getting it in a new way. So it is about identifying that new way that your intuitive guidance, that your higher self, that your information is coming in. In the past, your higher self, sometimes you would connect to your higher self and you would go up into the ethers right up here and you would think that they are in that oversoul umbrella that is all around you, yes? Well, take a deep breath, dearest beings of light. It is our information that in the past few weeks, maybe a few months even, your oversoul umbrella has shifted into you. So your higher self is now you, yourself, huh? Is that all right? So know that all this guidance and all this information, instead of, you know, you're coming out here and going out and connecting with the beings of light, your guidance system, blah, blah, blah. They don't like being called blah, blah, blah. We got a little tap on our vessel Maryland's back saying, wait a second, we are not blah, blah. But your guidance system is now within your cells. It is in every cell of your body and every cell of your field. So it is not someone or something that is out there that is smarter than you. You have that yourself. Take a deep breath, huh? Do you understand what we say when we are telling you that this is now this? For those that are listening in the future, we're pointing to the skies and to our forehead. This is now this, our heart. That energy vibration is a bit different than it has been in the past, yes? So many light plurkers like yourself, play plus work equals plurk. So you're a light plurker, not a light worker. Who wants to work with the light? We want to play. So in that energy of being a light plurker, what we have found in the past few months, that there's feeling like you're discombobulated. That's a very technical term. And you're feeling like you need new foundation, yes? That new foundation is here. Our dear friend Kryon will tell you more about that. But that new foundation is anchoring into your physical cellular body, your physical cellular field. And with that, everything is shifting round about. So it is a matter of still feeling that flow of energy, feeling that flow of divinity that is within you. And as you feel that flow of divinity that is within you, acknowledge where that flow comes through from. You know, you may have felt your guidance system coming in from here, and all of a sudden you've got energy coming in from the middle or coming from your heart. That is the new vibration. So as that new vibration comes in, know that that anchoring in love is still so important. And in that anchoring of love, know that that vibration, as long as you're holding that energy, well, you can't really hold love, but you can hold on to your heart, huh? Mm-hmm. As long as you are holding that energy, that flow will come through with more ease and grace than it has before. Is that okay? Yes. We want as much ease and grace as we can have, and we stamp our foot to get it. Huh? And you know that when you stamp your foot, then that is not ease and grace. Huh? I'll let someone tell the vessel Marilyn that. She's a foot stomper. With that energy, though, to know that ease and grace, there's a specific vibrational flow. Let's just see if we can help each of you feel it now. So take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. And again. You see the difference. You feel the difference, yes? In that energy of ease and grace and joy and peace and love, that flow is the exciting part. Because we see your energy, we see your heart chakra, and we see that new vibration coming in with love and joy. And the masters that are connected with you are more deeply connected in your heart than before. Dearly beloveds, you are in my heart, as I am in your heart. We must remind you that your own wisdom is accelerating the information and energy of this galaxy. It goes beyond even this planet. You came here for this shift. Our friend Adaronda came here to help with this shift. And we see each of you in your hearts. You are indeed doing your part. And for that we are grateful. When I was here before, it was not such an easy task. But now, you make it easier. And we take this part of the world and allow that to move out beyond the the Carolinas. For you see, that is the joy that you are bringing into alignment, the carols and song of this planet. You understand that is why, if you are living here, that is why you do. For you see, that alignment of the song in your heart, which some call carols, that is the shift of the new world. That is the power of joy and love and peace. There is no greater power. So we thank you for your service. We thank you for that. Hoo-ha! Don't we love it when the masters pop in? We never know when they are, when they're coming, when they're going. They just tap in. It's like we want them to ring a doorbell so we know that they're arriving, huh? So, dearest, you know your calling. Yes, you are the ones we have been waiting for. Yes, you are the ones with the new idea. And that vibration is spreading across the planet. We love even the master brought in the play on words with the lining up of the carols and songs of this planet in Carolinas, huh? dearest beings, we love you so much. We see who you are. We see your heart. We see your soul. We see your vision. We see the illuminated light above your head. And know that it's a direct connection to your heart. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. And we continue the message of Adirondack. Indeed, your light is seen. Indeed, there is great love for every single human. How many channelers in these days after the shift have to say that to you? Before you may start to understand, there is a new paradigm to be taught of the relationship you have with that which is the creator of all things, that which you have labeled God or spirit or creator. Complete new paradigm. Slowly, there are those who are understanding, and that understanding starts to bring you peace. If I could take you back, literally take you back, right now, and you could watch those angelic beings coming to this planet and start the seeding of enlightenment to what you called humans then. Don't you find it interesting that even your DNA is different from every single animal on Earth? Even the ones right below you, they don't have 23 chromosome pairs, and you do. You understand that it had to be a DNA change, and it was. And science sees it very clearly. They understand the fusion of the telomeres. They don't know why. But it corresponds even with the timing we've told you that all of this took place. Dear ones, this was done in love. This wasn't done in judgment. This is a beautiful experience where the Creator has said, I want the human family next. This planet, the only one with that test at the moment, with 23 pairs, to start a journey that would be determined by their own judgment and free choice, where they could do what they wanted to. But make no mistake, When you were born, the angels rejoiced, and they still do. Another human life, another consciousness in the image of love, in the image of the Creator, born here. I want to show you this in a light that you'll understand. Because there are those who said, I cannot get through to God. This veil that you've been told about is real. But perhaps what you've been told about it is misinformation. The veil is there, so you cannot then see through it by yourself. But it doesn't mean that you can't transmute it. It's a seeing veil. And everything else can pass right through. Mothers, fathers, can you remember seeing the infant for the first time? A bundle of joy, you call it, because there is so much happiness. The child doesn't really understand yet, can't smile or laugh yet. Some do quickly, but at the moment of birth, so beautiful, taking the first breath, hearing that voice for the first time. What's the first thing you do? Well, if you believe the metaphor of God and human being similar, then you'd say, well, obviously the first thing you're going to do is curse the child. Because, of course, that's what God did with you. And you don't, of course. You weep with joy and compassion and happiness. And then you take it home. And it becomes a personality and a name and beautiful. And you go through child rearing, always loving, no matter what the child does. You love it beyond measure. You love it when you discipline. You love it when you don't. You can't help it. Neither can God help it. God loves you no matter what you do. There's a saying that you've heard all your life. And it comes mostly from those who would doubt God that say, look at the horror on earth. Look at what has happened here or what these people have done. There is no God, or he would have stopped that. God would never have allowed such a thing. That's why I don't believe in God, they say. Dear ones, let me tell you what that is. It's called absolutely maximum free choice for the human being to take it to the lowest level if they want, or the highest level. What you've seen in these years, all of these years, is the humans taking it to the worst level possible, the horror and the darkness. That is humanism. Now, I want to tell you something. Light is stronger than dark. You are at the cusp of watching the most light ever been created, that's ever been created by a human that is starting to evolve and have more common sense. Common sense not to create war. Common sense to love one another in a way, respect in a way they never have before. You're seeing it on the news. You're also seeing an increased amount of awareness between those who are and those who are not. Starting to hit you in the face when you see low energy instead of compassionate, benevolent, balanced, friendly. That is the human being of today. So much light can be generated by one human or a group. You have yet to see this, but it's coming. Just exactly like you can create as much darkness, you can create light. And in that, God is not going to either condemn or help. That's free choice. Aha, but there is something else. I have mentioned in a channel called God is Listening, I have mentioned that there is a veil and you do have free choice, but your free choice includes the call for assistance. Go back to your child. Let's paint a metaphoric story for you, an allegory. Your child grows up to be a teenager and decides you're stupid. And in those years of beginning adulthood, we'll say the cake has not yet been taken out of the oven. And yet the teenager feels they are complete. This is common to humanity. It is common even in the animal world. Just watch it. Let's just say in this story that in your world there is a veil. And at that point in time, your teenager has free choice to leave home and go through that veil and start their own life in their own way without your assistance or interruption or judgment. And so they say, that's it, Mom and Dad. You are from the old places, the olden days, and we have other things to do. So we and the other teenagers are going beyond that veil to our own country. And they disappear through the veil. And before they do, you say to them, that is your free choice. You can do that. But remember, anytime you need me, I'm here. All you have to do is call and I'll listen. I'm always listening. If you call my name, I'll hear it because there's no voice like yours, honey. If you call my name, I'll be here. And the teenager says, thanks, but no thanks, I won't need you. Now let us say you spend your days at the veil and you're waiting for the call. You'll recognize that voice of your loved one, the one from your loins. Women or men, it doesn't matter. You spend so much time and you're listening. How are they doing? Are they okay? The veil is opaque. I cannot see. They cannot see. I don't know. But I promised if they call, hear their voice. And they can have help immediately. I'll have two-way conversations. They can tell me what's going on. I can give them advice and maybe hand some things through the veil they need. Question to you. One day, you hear that little voice. Mom, you're right about something. I really need you now. I really need you right now. I'm in trouble. Question, what do you do? Every single common sense adult would say, I will weep in joy and give them what they need. I'll be there for them. I'll talk to them. I'll hand them things through the veil. Every one of you. That's what you've been waiting for. And yet you're told by spiritual leadership that if you were God and you heard the cry, you'd say, you're on your own, kid. Not helping this one now. You left, you know. That's what has been painted as a beautiful, benevolent creator. And I'll tell you again and again and again, what the human love for a child has is only a fraction of what God has for you. When's the last time you knelt or not, or raised your hand or not, or simply spoke out loud, dear Spirit, I need you. I don't know what I need. I don't know what I need, but I'm in trouble. And it may be you're in trouble emotionally or from what a doctor said or anything, but you're in trouble. And now you need that which we say is available because God is listening. Free choice means you can ask. And in will come a feeling that you've been heard. That's the first thing. Chills. You're being listened to and heard. And then it starts a multidimensional process that you don't necessarily understand or like. but that starts to change. Sometimes it's waiting for synchronicity. Sometimes it's going through things you didn't think you'd have to go through. All of that, when you come out the other side of it, you know you've touched the hand of God. And you know that today you're different than you were before. You know that your soul has responded, and you know it can be done. And you can hardly wait to sit and love God and say, I'm connected. I can reach through the veil. I can create my own reality. I can create synchronicity. I can have love anytime I want. I can touch the hand and the heart of those I've loved and lost because I know how to do it. Every human being knows how to do it because they've had interactions with loved ones where a loved one has said, I need help. This is the message. The Creator is not what you've been told, dear ones. The Creator is always listening, always ready. You are a part of creation. Although God may not be your parent, God is with you in ways I cannot even begin to tell you. Inside of your DNA is the love of God, is a piece and a part of the Creator's face. You're part of creation. You're not walking around as little gods, as some have said. You are part of one God, all of you. And that gives you the right to sit, extend your arm through the veil and say, I need help. That's how spontaneous remission works, dear ones, from those who would never sit in a place like this but are in so much trouble that their body screams, there has to be help, and they raise their hand and ask, and it works. So many things like this are possible and doable. How do you feel about it? Do you believe it? Do you not? What's your box of belief allow today? That's the biggest issue. Getting out of the bias of every single thing you've ever been told and getting into an attitude of common sense, love, compassion, and thinking for yourself. There's more. Tonight, I'm going to talk about Marilyn. Blah, blah, blah. And so it is.